We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. 4 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is Mark Cerise. Joe Giglio in for John Marks. Or as we call him, is he Johnny Lobster now? As he's all sunburnt down at the shore on his Instagram. So, yes.
Yeah. Do you think he fell asleep on the chair and then just let the sun bear down on him? Like, how do you let that happen as a grown adult?
Yeah, sleep. I mean,
you guys would know better than me. I don't Why's tan.
Yeah, I don't tan either. I burn. So I feel for him in that sense. I mean, you just must have forgot to put the sunscreen on.
Right? Like, what are you doing to where your whole belly gets sunburned? Like that's what
you
I
had
don't
to just
get.
Lay out there.
Yeah,
right?
He had to have fallen asleep. Yeah. On his back or on a chair.
But it's early.
Right, dude, I'm telling you, he might have cracked some seltzers open early.
You think he thought he put it on that part? Like, you know, he put it on his shoulders, his face, like, oh, I'm good. And he, like, thought he put it on his chest, and we didn't. It's rough. I mean, he's going to be paying for it all week. That we know. All right, we got a lot to get into here. 215-592-9494. Are you worried about the Sixers after the Game 1 loss? I am. Joel played. He scored 39, and they still got beat by the Hawks. Ike, you're not so much worried.
Not yet.
Tomorrow night's
yeah.
Put up or shut up done. Otherwise, we're all going to be
tomorrow's a must win.
I think they'll
can't
win tomorrow.
Lose. Yeah. Can't lose tomorrow.
No, tomorrow's is it a must win or a can't lose?
They cannot lose tomorrow, man.
Can you have a both can't win and a must lose?
Yes.
Feels like that is what game two is. And today is Allen Iverson's birthday. Give us a great sports nickname as we discuss the answer on his birthday. Great sports nicknames. And Joel Embiid, let's play this and we'll go back to the phone lines. Joel Embiid said something yesterday concerning after the game. Look, the players talk and it was a tough game, but like Joel surprised us yesterday by playing or at least, you know, going out there. And
I was surprised he played.
When we saw that he was going through the warm-ups,
right.
I thought it was going to be one of those things where it was like, we're testing it out, we don't know. But then
yesterday he was going through the warm-ups.
Yeah, like before the game. He went through like a whole thing before the game. And I was – because he's done that before when he's had back issues. Mm-hmm. He tries. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes they say, no, we can't go. But not only was I surprised he played, I was surprised how effective he was on offense. Like, if you didn't know he had a knee injury on offense – you wouldn't have really known. Like,
and
unless
played
you knew
38
it.
Minutes.
Yes.
It's not like he was on a minutes restriction.
No, like I heard you mention last week Bynum in 2010 maybe. Mm-hmm. Same kind of injury. He played about 20 minutes a game. And that's what I thought. They'd get something out of Embiid, and they got a lot out of Embiid and still lost. Like, that's why I'm sitting here worried. Like, wait a second. They got a lot of – they got 39 points out of Joel Embiid, and they're down in this series. That worries me.
Okay, so let me ask you this then.
Okay.
Right? Let me ask you this. Because that's a fair point, but I'm looking at the box scores of both teams, and I'm just wondering what's the more likelier thing to not happen the rest of the series, right? Like, so if I look at the Sixers, their points, I'm seeing guys are scoring, nothing really stands out that's crazy. I mean, Ben got 17, so that's a plus, but no one else scored at some unusual rate. They didn't have some unusual game that can't be duplicated.
Right. And I would say at least one, Green, was well under what you expect, right? He had 4 points. You expect 10, 11.
So you can even add something to what he did. But then you look at Atlanta, and I know we don't follow the Hawks as closely as we do the Sixers. Can Bogdanovich give you 21 again?
Probably not. It's more like 16 for
him. Herder is I mean, that's 15. He's a shooter, but
he's not a 15 a game guy.
No, he's not a 15 a game, but that's not crazy either. 15 points isn't crazy. Gallinari only gave you 9. Because Trae Young can give you 35. Here's what I'll tell you the big difference to me with Trae Young was. He shot nearly 50%. Because,
mm-hmm.
see, he instead of him going 11 for 23, you need Trae Young to be 11 for 28, 11 for 29.
Right. He's got to work for his 35.
Yes.
Yesterday it came kind of easy.
Yes. And he hit all his free throws.
Yep. Which he's good at. I mean, he's, yes. he's 90% free throw guy. So, look, that might change. Those guys will come back to earth a little bit. They're probably not going to hit 42% of their threes every mm-hmm. game. But if they're shooting 47 of them, even if they hit 35%, it's going to be an issue. I am worried. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get you with Joel Embiid set after the game, and then we'll go back to the phone lines here with everyone who wants to talk about this game and the game one loss. Here's Joel after the game. Listen to what he had to say here.
I mean, like I said, playing on a tour meniscus is not easy. All I got to do is keep managing it, you know, do my best, you know, do get as much treatment as I can, try to manage it to make sure that doesn't swell up too much. Obviously, the pain is going to be there. That's normal. But it's all about, you know, managing it and, you know, doing whatever it takes to win. Because, you know, my goal is to win the championship. And, you know, I'm going to put my body on the line to make sure that happens. I'm going to give everything I got.
So, like, I love this about Joel Embiid. I mean, he
love
cares.
That dude,
man. And, yeah, listen, he wants to be out there so much. He's going to play through a torn meniscus. The toughness, we should never question his toughness. Mm-hmm. He's come back from so many different things. That does worry me a little bit, though. Like, is he going to know when to tell them, I'm hurting more, this is getting worse? Or is he just going to plow through? Like that,
yeah.
I just hope this doesn't get worse, not because of a title loss this year. I hope it doesn't get worse and it impacts his next season and
right.
his off season, getting ready for next season. But that gives me the sense he's not coming off the court unless, like, he can't stand anymore.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, you hear that and you say to yourself, dude, that's who I want to go to battle with right there.
That's why everyone loves him.
Yeah, and when he's your best player, when your best player has that mentality, you should feel good as a fan. But to your point, it's a fine line, man. It's a fine line when you got the athlete that wants to gut it out, show his grit, and, I mean, literally said the words, I'm going to lay my body on the line mm-hmm. to do that. What can you do? I yelled all last week. I want to put him in bubble wrap, right? I want to sit him for the series.
Meanwhile, he's out here. He threw the bubble wrap away. They
yes.
can't find it.
And, man, God bless him. Like I said, he looked much better than I thought he would look out there playing. How do you keep him out? You got to just let him play now.
Well, he's not going to let them.
No, exactly.
Now that he showed them he's capable of playing.
And doing that.
Yeah, he's going to play until the wheels come off.
Yeah.
And I get afraid he's going to let the wheels come off here in this series or the next one. Our Twitter question today here, sponsored by Mark's Jewelers, looking at that perfect graduation present, or maybe you want to get a jump on Father's Day. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville has dads and grads covered. Shop online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you worried about the Sixers winning this series versus the Hawks? We are now at 56.4%, so it's trending back towards the middle. It's trending towards 50-50, that are not worried. 43, a little over 43%, are worried here. Ike, it's trending more towards 50-50. Still more are not worried, but it's...
But it's enough people that are concerned, though.
Yeah, after game one.
I'd be surprised. I'm a little surprised that that's close to 50%. I would have thought it would be... I don't know, 65-35, somewhere.
70-30.
Yeah, somewhere closer to 70-30, anything else after one game. And the only thing that would have concerned me would have been if Joel Embiid didn't look good out there
right.
yesterday and he was laboring up and down the court. That wasn't the case. He didn't look great on defense. Maybe that's something we're going to have to sacrifice. And now Doc has to sort of figure out, how do I coach around my defensive anchor not being as fleet of foot right now? Like, he can't move laterally as he did before. He can give us what he can give us on offense, but on defense, we're going to have to somehow come up with a game plan that Joel may not be able to show as much
right.
on a screen. Because if they get him out there in that pick and roll, that screen and roll, Trae Young's going to the basket every time.
And he's either going to floater or
yeah.
layup, or he's going to pass it to an
yeah.
alley-oop.
And Joel can't get back. He can't get back to contest it, so maybe he sags off, but now you're giving up jump shots.
Which is maybe it's better than the basket.
Yeah.
You know, unless it's Trae Young who might hit those shots. 215-592-9494. Maybe this is the way some people feel too, but I think part of the reason, Ike, why I'm worried is forget the names of the Hawks, right? It doesn't matter who Solomon Hill is or John Collins. The Hawks play the game the way the modern NBA is. They shoot threes. They go to the basket. The Sixers don't. And, like, I've had to get over this, and you don't have to – not everyone has to play the same way. The Sixers were the number one seed playing their way. But I get worried because the Sixers, they're playing a team that plays the style that worries me, where they can outshoot the Sixers. Like, their point guard scored 35 points, didn't miss a free throw. Our point guard scored 17 and missed 7 free throws. Like, that's just – it worries me because they're playing a style that we can't play. Steve is in South Philly. What's up, Steve?
What up?
What's up,
my
Steve?
My homie, right, Ike Reese.
What's up, Steve?
What up, man? So I have no worries at all. I kind of feel like they know what they need to do. They just didn't do it. I have one concern, though.
What is it?
Doc, kind of, you know, like in Philly, some of our favorite coaches sometimes suffer from that dreaded disease called TMG, trust my guys, where it's like they'll just leave somebody, whether it could be Doug Peterson leaving Darius Slay out there getting cooked, or, you know, us watching dude getting cooked yesterday, you know, by it's like, you know, you got to make those changes. And it's like sometimes if you're watching the same thing happening over and over and over again, and I get it. Some of these coaches are definitely like, you know, I trust my guy, so he's going to make an adjustment. Well, sometimes by the time they have finished trusting the guy, we done dug ourselves such a hole. And that's been in football games, baseball games, and basketball games. Then it's like, you know, we'll fight back at the end, but it's like, well, maybe if you didn't trust your guy so much at the beginning, you know, we wouldn't be in that hole. So, and it only happens with some of our favorite coaches, not the coaches we don't like.
Steve, it's funny. I always think in basketball, the regular season is for TMG, trust right. my guys. The postseason, these games matter too much. You can't be out there trusting your guys.
Yeah. Yeah, and I get the whole thing that you definitely want to let your players know you got their back, but it's like, playoff time, exactly right. It's like, bro, we can't be down 20, and you be like, all right, you know what, let me see what I can do here, make a change. Nah, fam, when you first see what's happening, go ahead and get to that. You know, and you make that adjustment, we'd be good.
Yeah, the game's over. I know they came back, but when you're down 28, the game's over already. Steve, what's your nickname? Great sports nickname.
Big Poppy.
Big Poppy is a great one. Steve, appreciate it. That one fit him. Like, I can't imagine David Ortiz's nickname being anything but Big Poppy.
Yeah, and he's one of – I'm trying to think, because we don't get a lot of baseball nicknames.
He's one of the best, the better ones, at least in baseball in a long time. When I was younger, I liked the Big Hurt, Frank Thomas.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, the Big Hurt.
Frank Thomas
for
was.
Sure, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, Griffey with the kid.
The kid, yeah, yeah.
Bonds have a nickname?
No.
No, he's just a
he had a few nicknames.
The Home Run King?
Yeah. The rightful Home Run King?
That's right.
No questions asked.
Don't y'all start that today.
215-592.
Don't start that today.
Let's talk to Tyrone in Philly. What's up, Tyrone?
Hey, what's going on? How's everybody doing?
What's up, Ty?
Hey, Tyrone. What's up, man?
We got some nervous people around here, Tyrone.
Very nervous.
Everybody got to relax. Joe, you got to relax, man.
Yes.
You got to get on the same page. If you watched the game yesterday, the only reason the Sixers lost is because lack of adjustment. It wasn't what the Atlanta Hawks did. It's what the Sixers didn't do. That's pretty much what happened there. If Danny Green is playing Ole defense and not hitting his threes, you got to get him out of there and put Seibel in the game. And that gives you Ben and Seibel guarding Trae Young on switching. That's a lot more effective than what they had going on yesterday. And that was part of the problem.
Well, Tyrone, I agree. And I think Doc's going to have to make the adjustment, you know, and he should make the adjustment for game two. But let me throw this at you. It probably will help. It probably will work. And Trae will be slowed down and their offense will be slowed down. But Tyrone, if you're playing a lot of minutes with Thibault and Ben on the floor, that's two guys on the floor that don't shoot, right? So you have two of your five out there for a lot of minutes that don't shoot. Meanwhile, the Hawks are taking threes every possession. It does make it a little challenging to score enough points.
I'm with you on that, but here's the thing. The thing that make an offense look ordinary is always the great defense. So when you're able to switch off with Seibel and Ben on Bojanović and Trae Young, that changes the game. that changes the game. And then if you take Danny Green and take him off of Trey and let him stick like Gallinari or something like that, Danny's not busted or anything like that. He still can play. He was just going against a guy he had no business going up against. But he's still a good defender. You got to put the guys in the right place to make the plays happen. And that's what Doc didn't do yesterday.
Well, he didn't. Not enough. Yeah. Not early enough in the game.
And with the thing with JoJo, you know, I was listening to you saying how JoJo couldn't get there. Well, if you're looking at it, every time Trae Young got to the basket, JoJo was trying to protect against the lob, too. Because every time he tried to come up, Trey would get a ball off and they'd get the dunk. And it was one time they started using that umbrella defense in the front. Trey couldn't get there anymore, and JoJo was able to meet him a couple times. And you see JoJo almost threw him in the front row when he got him a couple times. it just has to be more adjustment on Doc putting the players. We're a defensive team. Play defense with the right players. I'm not worried about Atlanta. It's what you giving them. Don't give them nothing, and they won't have nothing. That's pretty much it.
Well, I hope you're right, Tyrone. And if you are, you know, they're going to be fine. Tyrone, who's your great sports nickname?
Hey, listen, you lined up against this guy. He was freaky scary. Megatron.
Great one. Tyrone, appreciate it. One of the great receivers of all time.
Yes, sir.
A future former Eagle. Really? Every offseason.
Well,
remember the reports of he was in the airport?
Oh, yes, right. Oh, yeah.
They were going to trade for his rights?
It's amazing how the Lions wasted his whole career.
It's unbelievable, man. I mean, the Lions had two of the best players at their positions
ever.
To ever play. And they forced both of them to retire early and never play again.
Like, that sums up the Lions better than anything else. Like, we're so bad, these great players, they'd rather go home than play here.
Unbelievable, man.
They played in one playoff game or two with Megatron? Maybe two.
Well,
they lost to Dallas.
Yeah, that year.
And they lost to the Saints in one playoff game, too. I think Schwartz took him to the playoffs one of those times.
Jim Schwartz?
I think so.
Got the Lions to the playoffs?
I think he did, yes.
Wow.
And Barry Sanders, maybe once or twice, they
Well, they won their one game against the Cowboys, the only playoff game they've won in 50 years.
And they lost to Washington, I think.
No, they lost to us.
Oh, here.
The Eagles.
Okay, they also lost to Washington another time. Maybe that was just a different year.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but they lost here in 95,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, man.
That was the Lomas Brown game.
That's right.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, the Lions are bad. Megatron, man, that dude was pretty damn good.
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, he would have 200-yard reception games like it was like normal.
Dude, I was in Atlanta when he was at Georgia Tech.
Right.
And they were running a wishbone with Calvin Johnson as the wide receiver. I mean, I forget the guy who was the quarterback down there. You probably know his name.
Joe something, I think it was.
Yeah, it was Joe something. Oh, he was terrible.
I remember him, yeah.
It's like,
well, that's why they're in the wishbone. Even with Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, but I'm saying to myself, first of all, why the hell did Calvin Johnson go to Georgia Tech? That's first of all, but that's.
Well, they didn't tell him they were on the wishbone.
Well, and he went there for the academics. He's smart.
Right.
He's just a smart guy. So, but I just remember watching him in college, and it was like, dude, he had to catch. Every week he had to make an acrobatic catch.
Joe Hamilton,
because the quarterback was so inaccurate.
Oh, there was no way a guy named Joe Hamilton was going to be a good quarterback.
No, that's a wishbone.
I thought they were running the triple option back then.
Was it triple option? Is there a difference between wishbone and the triple option?
I think
you're right.
Well, I mean, I'm not the football player in this show.
You're taking me back to my high school football days when no one could throw the ball and everyone ran those.
I think you're right, Jack. It's the triple option. Which I viewed as a wishbone.
Yeah.
It's basically we can't throw the ball.
Yes.
This is the only way we can move the ball down the field. Oh, there's a Hall of Fame wide receiver there? Block, Calvin. The guy blocked in college.
Yes, and still wound up being the number two overall pick.
Well, that was when the Lions, all they did is take wide receivers, and their last one, it finally worked.
Finally got it.
You know,
they ruined him.
That's my justification. Devonta Smith's not going to become Calvin Johnson, but that's my hope for the Eagles, right? They spent all these picks on wide receivers, and it's like, right. Can they just keep – hopefully they got it right this time. Hopefully Devonta Smith is finally, like, a number one wide receiver.
I think Howie said, listen, this is the last damn receiver I'm drafting.
If you're not good, I'm going to think this position's over. We're done here.
Well, who would you bet on, a 6'6", 200-plus pound Megatron or a 5'10", 166 pound receiver?
I've made my peace on the Devonta Smith thing. So
actually,
like,
Joanne and I, yes, let's leave Devonta alone.
Yeah, you guys have talked yourselves into it. I get it.
I got yelled at for a week that leave him alone. He'll be fine. And A guy barely weighs more than I do.
I haven't necessarily talked myself into it. I just said I'm not going to continue to rip the kid for being light.
Well, you know what we can do? We could just cross our fingers and hope the Eagles have an outlier after trading up to get him. That's all we can do. Let's hope that Howie found the one receiver this small that could be a star. That's it. 215-592-9494. Are you worried about the Sixers? I am. Ike is not. We'll discuss it. Jack has a 5 at 5 coming up in a little bit. I can't wait to hear what today's is. And give us a great sports nickname here, as today is Allen Iverson's birthday. The answer. There's some great ones that we haven't heard yet. We need to hear yours. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard. Right here on Mark Cerie, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.